AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Some residents of Baltimore left their homes early this morning, brooms, dustpans, and trash bags in hand, cleaning up the mess left behind by looters and rioters yesterday. This woman, known only as Mary, worked at the CVS that was looted and burned.
They didn't have to burn our store like that. This is our home. Y'all is destroyed. Y'all is destroyed the neighborhood. Stop the violence, please.
The Baltimore mayor's office says there were 144 vehicle fires, 15 building fires, and nearly 200 arrests in the unrest that followed the funeral for Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old who died of a spinal injury after being taken into police custody earlier this month. The Baltimore Orioles have postponed tonight's home game with the Chicago White Sox. They also postponed last night's game. No word yet on makeup dates. Backers of same-sex marriage and supporters of traditional marriage are gathered outside the Supreme Court as the justices hear arguments on whether gay and lesbian couples can marry in states that don't recognize their unions. This unidentified demonstrator calls same-sex marriage unnatural.
We just don't want anyone to be a hateful bigot towards nature and God's laws.
Victor Voorhees is there to show his backing of same-sex marriage.
It's important to us to support the people who are in there today and let the courts know that America is supporting marriage equality and equality for all citizens.
Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, considered by many as pivotal in the court, has been skeptical in his questioning, noting that marriage has been understood as a one man and one woman for millennia plus time, while the same-sex debate has been in earnest for only about 10 years. President Obama welcomes Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to the White House today. This is AP Radio News. Florida agriculture researchers are using high-tech drones and low-tech dogs in their effort to stop a disease that's threatening a multi-million dollar industry.
This drone looks for evidence of a disease called laurel wilt. It's killed millions of trees in Florida. University of Florida researcher Jonathan Crane.
This is probably the biggest threat to the Florida avocado industry that has ever been seen.
But finding groves to isolate and treat, well, that requires a dog's nose. Florida International University Provost Kenneth Furton is an analytical chemist.
And the dogs are actually more accurate than any instrument.
Scientists hope to stop the beetle-borne fungus from spreading and threatening Texas and California avocado crops. Tony Winton, Miami.
Russia's space agency has put off docking a cargo ship with the International Space Station until Thursday because of problems getting data from the unmanned spacecraft, which was launched today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.